All right. Sorry to, I thought, cut you off, Regina, while you were saying you're welcome, but I wanted to make sure I muted everybody's line out. We just hit the 9:16 hour minute mark, I should say, and we're ready to get going. So we want to do that and make sure that we're getting the call moving. I don't know, guys, tonight how much information or how long this call will go. It could go a long time. I'm typically long-winded, but I've got I want to get through it as fast as possible. And I know it's Christmas season and everybody's busy, and you know the time is at a premium. So I don't want to you know keep these calls long here as we're getting into these holidays. But we'll do our best, and I'm excited to give this information out tonight because it's really something that I think has to be kind of drilled into us for a lot of reasons. And the big reason I think is because network marketing is a very different kind of business. It's a business that most people aren't used to. You know, it's bad enough that you don't get a good business class in high school. At least I didn't. I mean, they offered, you know, some business math and things like that, but they never really taught me how to get out there and start a business and to be able to what to expect in business. You know, things even like taxes and that sort of thing. And then, you know, at the college level, network marketing is not taught typically. There are some places I know it is taught. But not typically. And, you know, you'll come out of the higher educational process and enter the work world and find out that, you know, the work world will let you down. A lot of times, you know, especially in America these days, you know, when for the last, I don't know, 7-8 years, we've been seeing some really interesting financial times. You know, people with jobs for the longest time, it was in the news every day. You know, the unemployment rates and how people are out of jobs, and America's crying for more and more jobs all the time. And, you know, interesting thing about that, I've said this on other calls before, is that when America first started and people were immigrating over to this country, they were coming here for opportunity, were they not? I mean, they were coming here for the freedom to be able to start their own businesses and to be able to create their own wealth and be masters of their own destiny. And today, everybody's crying for more jobs. You know, just give me a job. And don't just give me a job. Make sure I get $15 an hour, you know, at a minimum. And then I want this and I want that to go along with it. And if I don't get that, well, I'm just going to cry. And I'm not against people having jobs. I'm really not. I'm not against people, you know, making decent money at their jobs. But that's not really what you signed up for when you signed up for Life's Abundance. What you signed up for was that opportunity. You know, of all the things that you could be doing to make extra money, this is one of the, I don't want to say easiest, but this is one of the paths of least resistance. You can get involved in network marketing for very little cost. You know, in our company, you can get involved for $30. That's the minimum basic sign-up charge. If you don't get an executive kit, you know, with a bunch of samples and catalogs and whatever else is in there to help you kick off your business, well, then, you know, you could spend upwards of, you know, $240 or so to get that kit. But really, for $30, you're in business here. And it doesn't take a lot of investment. You don't have to put money away like you do in most businesses. You know, people are saving just to pay for the start of a business that could ultimately lose all the money they've ever saved and invested in that business because they really haven't, you know, don't know if it's going to work. Nice thing about network marketing is not only is it a low cost of investment, but there's a track record you can look at. And in our case, in Life's Abundance, we have a 16-year, going into our 17th year now, track record of success. And if you go backwards a couple of training calls here, we've talked about our income disclosure statement. And I won't go through that again, but, you know, one of the most impressive statistics in that income disclosure statement is that I think it's over 80, yeah, it's around 81% of all of the business that comes into our company are through customers. Only 19% of the revenue generated in 2014 came from what distributors are buying for their own consumption. And that should excite you because that means that people want our products and that the consistency of this company and how it's, you know, moving forward is going to be there for you. There's a long track record of that. Over 52% of all distributors actually get a monthly paycheck, and over 90% of all distributors got at least one paycheck in 2014. These are just stats right off our income disclosure statement, right off our website. And so, you know, we've got that track record of being able to come here, and so you don't have to wonder, does this business work? You know, you can put your $30 down and you can have a website that's already done for you with a back office full of information, training, and how to track your business for $10.95 a month. That's a bargain. We provide, our team provides, for another $25, well, $35 a month if you do everything right. For $35 a month, you have a virtual assistant. I mean, you've got pre-written, professionally edited emails that you can send out to people. Campaigns that are built in, so hands-free, you can be doing this business while you're sleeping. I literally have been woken up at night, actually, because people are, my phone is going off because people are visiting my website, and I'm getting text messages from my system that people are on my website looking around. Now, that's cool. That's great, because I know that that is working for me. And if they fill out the form, they're going to start getting a series of emails, and everything's going to be done while I'm sleeping, even though my phone woke me up. But bottom line is, very, very inexpensive way to get a, to get into business and to do things, you know, top of the line. Ultimately, I think if you looked at all the expenses we would like to see people using, it would be under $50 a month, you know, to be running a business. Now, I know I'm getting off topic already, and I said this call would be quick, so I want to get back on subject and talk about, now that you're in the business and you've made a good choice, you've entered an arena in the pet world that is the biggest portion of the pet industry, which is food, treats, supplements, grooming products. These are consumable items, things that people use over and over and over again, and quite frankly, they do it without thinking. It's really a set it and forget it mentality. I mean, you have a pet, you're going to feed 95 and more percent of people feed something out of a bag to their pets. I know that sounds really, you know, non-caring way of putting it, but that's what they do. If you own a dog, you own a cat, you're buying somebody's bag of nutrition, or should I say lack thereof. And you're buying the same, and you're doing the same thing with their treats and with their supplements and with whatever you do with their grooming products, whatever bottles you buy. It's somebody's, quite frankly, again, getting rich off of that industry. And so we're in a very strong niche in terms of the pet industry. We're in the right place, consumable products. So now it comes down to, how do you do this business? You know, what are the steps I've got to take? And, you know, for the purposes of this call, we're just going to talk about one of the most important aspects of not just Life's Abundance, but of network marketing. Again, this is something you didn't learn in school. This is something that most people aren't going to teach you. If you went to your best friend tonight and said, hey, could you help me with my network marketing business? They would say, well, what are you talking about? I don't know what that is, or I don't know what to do. And if you were to go, you know, there's a lot of books written on this subject, but I'm going to try to narrow it down here tonight. We're going to talk about duplication and why you ought to be really getting focused on duplication. We're about at the new year. We're just a couple of weeks, short weeks away from the new year. So in 2016, you can make some incredible advances in your income if you get a hold of this one concept of duplication. All right. Now, one of the things I'll say about that before I jump into it is, you know, the wealthiest people that I see out there are not always the most skillful people, and they're not always the smartest people, but they are very good at networking. And networking, you know, you've heard the saying, right, that it's not what you know, it's who you know. And most people are able to, even if they're not very skillful and not very smart, are able to get good paying jobs or create opportunity for themselves if they are good networkers, if they are friendly, if they can establish relationships and rapport with people and get around and actually create a network. And, you know, you say, well, oh, yeah, well, that's for those people. Well, let me just throw something else out at you. There's what is known as 6 degrees of separation. I want to tell you that everyone on this call tonight, or anybody who's listening to the recording of this call later on, you are a networker and you just don't know it. Because there's this little thing called 6 degrees of separation, and it's a very scientific thing. I'm going to read something to you, and this fascinated me. In 1967, there was an American sociologist named Stanley Milgram, and he devised a way to test the theory called 6 degrees of separation. It was not invented in 1967. It was invented in the 20s, or it was theorized or postulated in the 20s. Stanley Milgram came along, and he wanted to put this test of the theory, which is what he called the small world problem. And I'm going to read some more to you. He randomly selected people in the Midwest to mail packages to send packages to people in Massachusetts, or let me just say to a stranger in Massachusetts. The sender from the Midwest knew the recipient's name. Even though he was a stranger, he didn't know who he was. He knew the occupation and he knew their general location. But he didn't know the person. And they were instructed to send the package to a person that they actually did know in Massachusetts so that they could get the package and then in turn send it out to someone who they knew who thought might be a person that would know this other person. And just keep sending it to people until it finally hit somebody in Massachusetts that says, oh, I know that person, and they would send it. You follow my story? I don't want to get bogged down in that, but bottom line is they put this theory to the test. In other words, how many people would you have to mail? Let's just put it this way. I live in Florida, and someone's going to give me a package and said, now there's a stranger in Massachusetts. Here's his name. Here's his occupation. Here's his general location. Now, if you know anybody in Massachusetts at all, send this package to them along with that person's, you know, name, occupation, and general location, and see if they, because they live in Massachusetts, know anybody who might know this person, and then send it on to another person who might know who to send it to, who might know who to send it to, who it might finally get to that person. Okay, I don't know if that clears it up for you or not, but the bottom line is they discovered that it took 6 people for that package to arrive at the right place. Now, in 2001, there's a gentleman named Duncan Watts, and he's a professor at Columbia University. And he continued this experiment, but he continued it using the internet. And Watts used an email message as the package. Okay, they didn't mail anything now. They use an email message as the package, and it needed to be delivered. And they did the same thing. And surprisingly, after reviewing the data of over 48,000 senders, they used 48,000 people and only 19 targets, and this went over 157 countries, okay? Duncan Watts, this professor at Columbia, found that the average number of intermediaries was indeed 6. So this thing of 6 degrees of separation is a scientific statement. It's been proven a couple of different times, a couple of different ways in history to show you. You say, what does all that mean? Well, to show you that you're 6 people away. Now, this will blow your mind, but you're 6 people away from knowing everyone on the planet. Okay, so you know someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone who knows someone. Now, I say that 6 times. And you name anybody, and you're 6 people away from being introduced to that person or knowing someone who knows that person. So this is scientific. This is not just theory. This is not just clever ways of saying things. My point is you're a networker. And, you know, this idea of the shrinking planet, that's what Stanley Milgram called the small world problem. We're shrinking. And today with mass communication, I mean, we are mass communicating right now. There's a bunch of you on this call. There's even people listening to me right now live on the internet. That's called mass communication. We have this wonderful new invention called Facebook and email and text messaging and Twitter and whatever else people use to FaceTiming and Skyping. And so this is to say that you cannot do network marketing is really putting yourself in a category of people that aren't, I mean, you don't want to say that. You can be a networker if you choose to be. And this is the art of duplication. You, in order to duplicate, and we'll talk about that in a second, you need to get a hold of this idea that you need to be a networker. You need to start developing a list. We'd always talk about developing a list, and we always talk about reaching out to that list and what to say. Now, our type of business, duplication is a key. All right. And in fact, this is what we do. If you wanted a job description for Life's Abundance, your job description is to duplicate. You are to duplicate. You know, in the Bible, in Genesis, the Bible told, that God told Adam to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Well, it was his job to duplicate. You know, that's simply put. Now, in the business world, we're not retailers. You know, a lot of people join this business. I did. I'll use myself as an example. I joined this business 13 years ago and sat in the home of our president, former president and founder, Dennis Berardi. And I said, Dennis, I like what I see here. And I think I can sell this product, but I'm going to be a terrible distributor because I won't be able to recruit anybody. I'm terrible at it. That was my attitude. I did not, in my mind, think I could duplicate what I was wanting to sign up for. And I realized later, wait a minute, I'm not unique. I'm not the only person in the world that sees this as a good opportunity for myself. You know, it's just narrow-minded of me to think that I could never get anybody else interested in this business. If I'm interested in this business, and I consider myself to be a reasonably intelligent person, notice a good opportunity when I see one, and can look at a market like the pet market and say that's a big market, then surely someone else is going to see this too. All right, so this is the challenge, right? Our job is to duplicate. Our job is to replicate this process over and over and over again. It's not to be a retailer. In other words, it wasn't my job to just go out there and sell 1,000 people bags of dog food and treats. That's not what I do here. In fact, I don't do that. Look at you're not an employee here that has just sell a product. You're like the employer. Okay, your job, my job, is to find other like-minded people who want to build a business. And if you don't think there aren't a lot of Americans out there who want to make extra money, then you need to get out there and meet some people because they want to make extra money. I mean, I've given the illustration many times. You know, whether you are greedy or not, that's not part of the equation here. It's just how many people say, oh, I wish I could get a new car, but I can't afford it. Oh, I wish I could take that vacation, but I can't afford it. Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm driving around on bald tires, but I can't afford even new tires. Some people can't even afford the gas in their automobile. You know, I'd like to do this or that, but I just don't have the money. So everybody needs extra money. They just don't know how they're going to get it. That's the big dilemma. So here you are. You found a way to get it. And you found not only just a way to get it, you found an easy way to go about being in your own business. Very simple thing to do. Just sign up. Like I said, 30 bucks later, you're in business for under 50 bucks a month. You've got almost every tool we could offer you to get it done right. And now you're out there just trying to help people do the same thing. But that's not all. Just signing up is not all. You know, we need to make some business happen, and we'll talk about that next. Before I go into that part of it, I also, when we talk about duplication, we're talking about, you know, we've got to whittle this thing down. We've got to whittle this thing down to something that's not complicated, like tonight's call. You know, tonight's call is complicated. I read to you about, you know, the sociologist Stanley Milgram, and I talked about Duncan Watts, the professor at Columbia, and I, I'm talking about all these theoretical things, and you know, that's not easy. I mean, that's not a simple conversation, and nobody's going to give you as much time as we're going to take on this call to explain everything. So we've got to whittle this down to what I call the grandma test. You know, the grandma test means that whatever we do to duplicate has to be so simple that grandma can do it. Okay, and I'm not criticizing you if you're a grandma tonight. let's just say the grandpa test, you know. It's not that grandma and grandpa are dumb. It's just that grandma and grandpa, you know, are an illustration of somebody who, you know, they don't understand technology, for example. A lot of older folks just don't use it. Or they, you know, they're not as mobile as they used to be, and they're not as, you know, just bear with me on the illustration, okay? I don't want to have to explain it all. But the grandma test, can grandma do this? Can mom, can dad do this? Can anyone do this? That's the test. See, we can't do things that are complicated. We can't go out there and find a way to do this business. That's a secret. You know, I don't think people really believe me when I tell them, I'm telling you everything I know. Because they think, oh, no, he's not. He's here for 13 years. He makes a full-time living doing this. He has a big team, the largest team in the company. He's got a secret. He just doesn't want to tell us. Well, I wouldn't waste my time on Monday nights telling you things that don't work. Okay, so there are no secrets. In fact, one of the other secrets to network marketing is there's no secrets. If you want to build a team and you want to duplicate, and that, folks, means a lot of money. Okay, a lot of money that you've heard me say this before, a lot of money that you don't deserve to make. That's the blessing of network marketing. You tell a couple of people about this opportunity and they go out and build and bring in thousands of people under you and you get paid on all that, that's not even fair. But I'll take it. Because that's the way the compensation plan works. So you got to do something that everybody can do so that everybody can be successful. So with Life's Abundance, I don't know how it is with most other companies, but with Life's Abundance, this is really, really easy. Okay, now let me just give you an example of what I'm talking about, how easy this really is, by asking you some questions. All right, here's the first one. Do you have a pet? Now, over 50%, probably really over 70% of America is going to say yes to that question. But over 50, I don't know what the exact number is, but over 50% of Americans have a dog or a cat. You know, the rest of them have snakes and birds and gerbils and all that other stuff, you know, or fish and whatever. But over 50% have a dog or a cat. And so do you have a pet is a way to find prospects, but more specifically, do you know anyone else who has a pet? Okay, what I'm trying to show you by asking these questions is how big the marketplace is. And if you have a pet or you know anyone else who has a pet, here's another question. Do you think those pets eat pet food every day? We already said they did. We know they do. You know, of course they do. Over 95% of people feed something commercially prepared. Now, here's another question. Do you think that the pet owner wants to feed the best if they knew what the best was? I find that most pet owners want to feed the best. They don't want to pay high expensive vet bills because they got a sick dog or cat at home. They don't want hair falling all over the house, shedding like crazy. They don't want bad teeth and gums. They don't want, itchy paws diarrhea all over the house and, you know, the dog's eating up the furniture because he's not getting good nutrition out of his bowl. They want to feed the best. You know, so now do you think, here's my next question now, do you think it takes a highly skilled person to give them a sample of pet food? Now it really is getting down to what I said, how easy it is with Life's Abundance. If all those other things I said were true, then do you think it takes a highly skilled person to give them a sample? No, it doesn't take a highly skilled person. Grandma can do this. Anyone can do this, right? Now, you see where I'm going? Does this pass the grandma test? Yes, it passes the grandma test. Did I mention anything about selling so far? No, I didn't mention anything about selling.
So you can take this idea of 6 degrees of separation and you can say, and you can apply it to life's abundance and say, who do I know who has a pet? And, you know, then who do they know who has a pet? And then who do they know who has a pet? So it's very simple. If you just went around and asked people and you made a profession out of asking people, do you have a pet or do you know anybody else who has a pet? Why? Because I have three samples that I want to give them of a veterinarian made pet food and I think they're going to love it. So can you give me some help with that? I mean, most people are going to have an endless supply of business prospects. All right. Now this is the foundation. What I'm talking about is the foundation of our career plan. We actually have a career plan for you here. And the career plan is very simple. And we've even narrowed this thing down to be very, very simple, achievable. People like to know that they can do something. They want to hit a milestone, okay? So our career plan has two milestones in it for you. And the first one is by giving out all those samples, not being super skilled and super talented and charismatic and funny and, you know, good looking. You don't have to be any of those things to give out a sample, all right? Now, by doing that, do you think if you did that enough times, I'm not even going to tell you that 5 out of 10 or 7 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 people are going to buy when you give them a sample. I'm just going to say if you gave out enough samples, do you think it's possible in your own home state, not even going out beyond, do you think it's possible for you to get 4 steady customers of our pet food, our treats, or our supplements, our grooming products, or a combination of all of it? You think it's possible by giving away samples that you could get 4 customers? It's highly possible. In fact, this is going to sound bad when I say it, but you have to be pretty, I don't know, backwards to not be able to do that. You know, I mean, literally between my wife and myself, we have, now this is, you know, 13 years of being here in our database, in our back office, we personally have a few thousand customers, a few thousand. And that's because we, you know, this is what we do. Now, do all of them buy every month? No, they don't. Okay. But that's just years and years and years of doing. Now, all we're asking in our career plan is, can you get 4? Now, if you can get 4, then you've achieved step one of our career plan and you are to be congratulated. In fact, now we want to graduate you to the step number 2, and that is take your success, your proven success that you've got people buying this product. And in fact, they like the product. And in fact, they tell you their testimonial how much they like the product. And you know confidently that if they like it, then, you know, they're going to continue buying and that more people are going to like it just the same because, as I said in the beginning of the call, no, nothing is unique. If one pet likes it and is doing well on it, then hundreds of thousands of other pets will do as well. And so you can be confident. So now you can go to people who you know who need extra money, and what we want you to do is find 4 of them. Of all the people that you could potentially know in this world, on this planet, while you're alive, could you find 4 other people that are like you, who enjoy or who would like to be in this niche, this market of pets, who could see that this makes sense, they don't even have to have a pet, and that they could use some extra money, whether it's an extra $500 a month or it's an extra $5,000 or more, do you think you could find 4 people and say, look, I got 4 customers. If I can get 4 customers, and you know me, surely you can pass out samples and get 4 customers. This is how I did it. This is all you have to do. And so, again, that's the foundation of our career plan. It's a very simple thing. Now, if you did that, let me just show you what can happen here. If you did that, if you actually got 4 customers and then you got 4 distributors under you who get it, they understand the career plan. They understand all I got to do is keep passing out samples and I'll end up getting 4. And then I'm going to show this to somebody that I know who wants to make extra money, show them that how I got my 4 and how the person above me got their 4. And this is how we did it, and this is how you can do it. And if that process duplicated just 4 times over, just 4 times, in other words, you got your 4 customers and your 4 new distributors. Your 4 new distributors got their four customers, and each of them got four new distributors. And then that level of people got their four customers and their four distributors who got their four customers and their four. You see what I'm saying? If that happened four times, just four times, that simple, you would be earning almost $2,000 a month here. And again, we're entering into territory of money that you don't really deserve. Now, I say you do deserve it. I say that half and half. You know, you don't deserve it because you didn't do it. You only did four customers and four distributors. Everyone else did the rest. But the compensation plan says you get paid for that. So you would be earning about $2,000 a month for teaching a very duplicatable system. And you would have over 340 paying customers in your organization. Now, that's the power of duplication. And what's easier? Let me just ask you what's easier. Going out there and personally getting 340 customers so that you can make that $2,000 a month, or just finding four? I mean, I know that's a facetious question, right? And it's a very simple answer. Well, I can just get four. John, how long does it take till I get my four? I mean, how long do I – there's no time limit. You can get your four whenever you get your four. You don't have to do it tomorrow, but you could. Couldn't you probably go out and in one day, if you work from sunup to sundown, get four people? I know you could pass out at least four samples. But we're not asking you to do it in a day. We're not asking you to do it in a month. We're asking you to do it in however much time you need to do it in, and however much time you're willing to do it in. And the same thing with the people that you bring in. How quickly do you want them to do it? Well, you can tell them, hey, you think you can get this done in the next 30 days, getting four people to be a customer? You think you get this done in the next 60 days? You know, the faster you do it, the faster everybody's going to make more money. But, folks, let me just say one more thing. Who can get four? Who can get four? Anybody can get four. Anyone. I don't think there's a person that couldn't pass out a lot of these samples and not get four customers. So anyone can do this. Now, here's another question. How many people do you think out there can get 340 customers all by themselves? Not just anyone. I mean, hardly anyone. And so, again, that's the power of duplication. That's the business plan that you signed up for. It's the art of duplication. You signed up in an amazing industry called network marketing and an amazing company called Life's Abundance that provides products that people want and that they're willing to buy again and again and again and again. And you signed up for something that can make you an amazing amount of money, but you don't need to overcomplicate it. What you need to do is realize that we've crunched the numbers. And you say, well, I can get a lot more than four, John. You know, I don't have – why would I – I didn't tell you to stop at four. I just said there's a benchmark. There's a place to go. There's a milestone. The milestone is, can you get four? And, of course, you can. And you say, well, yeah, but who do I talk to? Well, you know, you're six people away from knowing everyone on the planet. And that's scientific. That's proven. It's not a theory. I mean, it might be, you know – pseudoscientific, I don't even know if that's a word, but, you know, it might be, you know, not 100% fast, hard and fast. Well, what is it? What if it's 7 degrees of separation? What if you need to know one more person? Okay, so it's still the same concept. So anybody can do this. And this is a plan. And if you do that, you say, well, this is pretty easy. I'm not going to stop at four. Okay, do it again. Okay, do it again. Do it again. Imagine what kind of income you could be sitting on. We call this a four-year career plan. In 4 years, if you did this repeatedly, consistently, over the period of 4 years, where could you be? Well, I'll tell you in my story, and I'm going to wrap this up. In my story, in 4 years' time, I was in a pickle. the pickle was, do I do this full time or do I do this, continue to do this part time? Because I hate what I'm doing full time. I'd much rather do Life's Abundance full time and get rid of what the other job that I had full time, which is a business that I actually owned, because I make so much money at this Life's Abundance thing. It's rivaling my income at my primary business, you know, but you have this dilemma. Do I have two incomes, you know, but why would I give up two incomes? Well, that's a great dilemma. That's a wonderful pickle to be in. I hope every one of you find yourself in that same dilemma at some point. And what that means is that because you work something consistently and now you've got all this extra money, I mean, look at it as extra money. You just got all this extra money for doing something that anybody can do, which is, do you have a pet? And if you do, can I give you a sample? Would you try this? If your pet likes it, you might want to continue to buying it. You know, it's a veterinarian-made product. It's all natural. It's made fresh every couple of days. It's got all these wonderful ingredients in it and blah, 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 blah. And we train on all that wonderful stuff, and you'll learn all that stuff if you hang around and if you just even read the website. So I'm done. It took – now, see, this explanation of this call tonight is partly long-winded because I'm long-winded, but also it's just a training. I'm just trying to repeat and instill some thoughts into your mind that this stuff is not taught every day. People look at this business and say, you know, it's too complicated. No, it's actually too easy, and that's why you don't get it, I think. And, you know, people need to get in a different – I don't know if I want to use the word paradigm, but I guess I just did. You got to have a different paradigm, a different thinking, a different frame of mind. This is not traditional business. This is not you going out there being an employee, and this is not you going out there trying to be a retailer. This is you going out there being an employer, trying to find people who, you know, want to expand their horizons. You're, in essence, hiring all these people without having to hire them and do all the paperwork and legal parts of it. And they can go out there and build to their heart's content and make you money at the same time. So I think I've made my point, and I'm going to leave it there. So what we'll do is we'll go to any questions or comments at this point. If you're listening to me on the webcast, which is straight up online, then, you know, you can type in your questions. I'll get to those as I get a moment here, and I'll read through. And if you're listening to me on the phone, you can just hit *2 on your phone keypad, and that will tell me to unmute your line. I'm already going to do that right now with Regina Saunders. Regina, are you there?
Hi, John. Thanks for the call. And I'm really excited about you presented this a while ago, and, you know, it took a while for it to hit my head, you know, so I'm glad you're repeating this, because it is one of those things that sometimes seems that seems too simple. And it's like, no, just follow the directions and you'll get excellent results, you know. You know, you mentioned that we're not employees of the company, but I think that everybody here has had a job at one point or another. And so you could, if you have a hard time self-motivating or getting yourself going, you could even look at it like, okay, you are an employee. And you can say, okay, my job duty is to find four customers, and then I'm a talent scout looking for other talented people to find four customers. I'll repeat that over and over again, that whole sequence. So,
right.
You know, again, you know, if somebody, you know, you came from a business ownership background, and so do I, you know, having brick and mortar businesses. But some people here have only worked for people. They're used to somebody dictating and telling them what to do and when to do it. And so for that, that's your job description. Now you know what to do. Those are the marching orders. Go do your job. And just like a job, you have to think about this, but you're now the business owner of the job. But as a job, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you don't normally keep a job. So you want to keep your job. So you want to make sure you get your four customers and get your four people. But like John said, there's no time limit. And a testimonial, this is really cool. So Judy Lowry just enrolled a girl named Marianne. Marianne enrolled and within 5 minutes had two new customers.
Wow.
I was like, whoa. She posted, because I have my Facebook group, and, you know, we welcomed her to the group, And she goes, oh, I got my first two customers. I, wow, how did you do that already? You just signed up. So that's the thing. Be excited. Know the results with your animals. And I have to say, John, you know, yes, you could enroll with that $30 kit, but it's going to be hard to tell anybody about the treats or the samples or even give the sample out unless you start with the executive kit, only because the $30 kit, you don't get that, and then you pay more for the samples. So be
right. Yeah,
better
exactly.
Business sense to get that executive kit. And you and I know, you know, John, listening in, John had a landscaping business. I had a clothing store. Well, all those mowers and the trucks and the trailers and the weed whackers cost a lot more than $250 to start that landscaping business.
It sure
right?
did. Yeah.
$50, I have to scratch my head because people go out to the mall and spend that on junk. You know, they're going to spend that on Christmas, and the kids are going to look at it for 2 seconds and throw it aside, and it's going to get donated at the Goodwill in 6 months. You know, so it's something. But anyway, thank you, John, for the call. I just wanted to chime in and share that little quick testimonial too. And you know, it's amazing. You know, and depending on people's needs, you know, some people don't need the money. Quote, don't need the money. Well, then set it aside in a bank account. If you got up to that $2,000 a month, that's $24,000 a year. Over the course of 10 years, you have $250,000 sitting in the bank. Just
yep.
saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well, thanks, Regina.
Amazing.
Thanks for,
okay.
thanks
thank
for being
you
on
again.
The call
have a good
again.
Night.
And, oh, thank you. And, you said something there that caught my attention there at the end. You know, people may not need the money. I've met a lot of people who did not need the money or thought they did not need the money. And that's good. You know, I mean, you don't want to, like I said about greed, you don't want to, you know, just be always after money. And if you're content with what you're making, that's fine. But you never know. This is like a little safety net type of a business. You never know when, you know, the money's going to run out or the job's no longer going to be there. Or we had a family friend of ours who thought he had his pension and they cut his pension in half. And he didn't expect that. He didn't see that coming. And, you know, he's retired. Now what? So, you know, these things happen, and it's just wise, it's prudent to be able to, you know, to be thinking future. And I'm going to look. There's been several comments come in online. Some of them are just, a lot of them are just comments, you know, like, hi there, I'm here, you know, glad to be here, all that great stuff, and I appreciate that. There is a question, if someone wanted to be a distributor without using the Internet, how would they do that, and could they be successful? Certainly, there's no reason why you have to use the Internet to build this business. Now, regardless of whether you use the Internet or not, the company still can provide the website. You know, you still have your 1095 website fee, and that will be up and running live, and you can still give away your web address to people. So, you don't have to be personally using the Internet to be able to give away your web address or have a website. And alternative to that, a lot of my business, other than my email correspondence and our, you know, our lead capture system and our, you know, presentation pages, which, by the way, as I've said before, happens all kind of turnkey automatic. I don't even have to fool with that stuff. A lot of my business is done, you know, what they call belly-to-belly marketing. I do a lot of face-to-face. I interact with people. I do a lot on the phone. I do you know, a lot of sampling. And so the samples have to get out, physically have to go out. So the Internet by no means is a must-have thing. And, in fact, Danny Johnson is a network marketing trainer that you all heard me talk about before and you've heard Regina talk about. And she said, if you were using strictly Internet marketing to build your network marketing business, you'd have never recruited me. And she's not an old woman. I mean, she's just, in her 40s. And she said, you know, I just don't use the Internet for whatever reason. I don't remember the reason, but she said, you would have never found me. You would have had to find me in person, you know, mailed me something or handed me something or had a conversation with me. So she's a prime, and she's a million-dollar earner. I mean, she's a prime example of someone who never relied on the internet to build a business. There's one company, which I'll remain nameless, that actually told all of their distributors that, you know, they didn't want them to use the internet to build their business at all. They frowned on it heavily because they just felt like it was impersonal. And they would do things like sit you down at a coffee shop and, you know, go over a napkin presentation with you. That's how they trained their people. A big, big, big company. And, you know, we don't say that. We don't say one way or another, but to have to use the internet to build a business is by no means a prerequisite to be able to do anything here. I'm going to unmute another line. I've got someone in, looks like Massachusetts. Is that right? Are you holding?
It's me, yes. Yep. Is it
oh,
me?
Who is this? Yes.
Oh, it's Lisa. I'm from Boston.
Oh, okay. All right. Glad to have you on the call.
I'm fairly new to the group, to Life's Abundance, and I've got, you know, some clients already and stuff. I own a rescue, and I happen to be going to New York this weekend to participate in a super adoption event Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in New York. So I plan on bringing some samples with me because I think, you know, I have the opportunity to meet a lot of people. So I was just wondering how, because I'm so new, I don't know what to say, you know, to people when I'm talking with them, because I'm actually going to be working on the dog side, but everybody there knows me as a cat rescue as well.
Okay. Well, I mean, you've probably been given samples before, haven't you?
Oh yeah, I have. I'm actually going to be ordering more because, like I said, it's called a super adoption event, and so thousands of people come and, you know, adopt pets from all these different rescues and or shelters that will be participating and setting up for the event. So I will be probably mostly working with the people who are coming to adopt. So
right.
I'm going to
well,
be
my question was,
a whole bunch of samples.
Yeah, and my question was, you have probably been approached by people at pet shows handing you a sample, right?
Yeah, yes.
And it's just that simple, you know. Usually, if you don't have a lot of time, it's, you know, it's like, hey, can I offer you a sample of a veterinarian-made product that's, you know, for cats or for dogs? And I don't personally like that approach very well because, you know, it's like I'd rather just give them a business card, you know, than to give away my sample. A lot of times, if you can't at least have a little bit of a conversation with somebody, then, you know, you're not going to get much return. Pet shows are probably really the worst place for that, to be honest, because, you know, everybody's expecting a handout there. Give me a sample. Okay, I've got a bag full of samples, you know, and you can get lost in the mix. But if you were to do what we did, if it's a show, we would create little raffle tickets. And we would create them on paper because, you know, just through the printer and stuff, and we would ask for information about their pet and get their contact information on there in exchange for a free sample. And so while they're filling out that contact information, it gave us like 30 seconds to a minute to tell them about our food. And then at least I got their follow-up information to follow up with them. You know, but now if I'm approaching, there's a lot of different approaches. If I'm approaching a rescue or if I am a rescue, I'm going to tell somebody, hey, here's a sample of a veterinarian made food. This food is not sold in the stores. You have to buy this online. It's a very different food. It's fresher. It's safer. It's more nutritious. It's made every couple of days and shipped direct to your home. And the nutritional value in it is super high. The nutritional density is super high. You'll get tremendous results from this. And when you choose to feed this to your animal, you're actually supporting our rescue. So every time you buy this product, some of the proceeds are coming back to us. Without you having to pull money out of your pocket to support us, you can just be buying this product and it helps to support us. And that is something that people respond very positively to. and end up, you know, wanting to buy because it's twofold. They get this wonderful product and they know what it's doing financially.
Okay.
Does that help?
It does help. Yeah, there's going to be over 30 rescues there, so I'll be able to approach them.
Exactly, and that's what you'll be telling them is, look, here's an opportunity for you to connect with a pet food program. Now, some of those probably get free food donated, you know. They have maybe even agreement with other companies, and they feel obligated to refer those foods now because, well, we get free food, so I'll tell people to buy that. Well, if they don't, you know, hopefully that's not the case with everybody. Hopefully they still understand the benefit of, if you hook up with Life's Abundance, you can recommend one of the highest quality foods. And this is my feeling on it. You're going through all this trouble to put these animals into good homes, taking them out of a bad situation and putting them into a good situation. And part of that good situation is good nutrition for the life of that pet. It shouldn't just be a good, clean, nice home to go to that, you know, the people love and care for the animal. It, because a lot of those people are misguided and they buy the most garbage dog food and cat foods out there. And they kill their pets from the inside out. So rather than have that happen, you can hook up with this food company, can make a very high-end veterinarian-made product. And, you know, when you sell it as a distributor, you get lifelong proceeds from every time they buy it. I think our program is just tailored perfect for rescues. I think it's the best thing. But it sometimes with the rescues, they get a little bit like, I don't know why. They don't always get it, you know, like you do. They don't always see the bigger picture. And sometimes there's a little bit of bureaucracy that you deal with and so forth. But I think that's a great opportunity that you're walking into, and I hope it works out for you.
Yes, I volunteer for them twice a year.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, good luck with that. All right. All right. I have I only have a minute or two, Regina, but I'm going to bring you back into the call. Are you there?
Yes. Just real quick on that rescue thing. You know, the thing with the people adopting the pets is they want to support the rescue. So when you use that as an ongoing fundraising system for your new puppy parents or kids, they feel good about buying the products, knowing that a percentage of the profits goes back to you. But here's another neat thing. A percentage of the profits goes to the Dr. Jane Foundation, which funds another rescue. So actually, when they purchase these products from you, Lisa, at your rescue, they're not just funding your rescue group. They're funding another rescue somewhere else in the country. So it's really, really cool deal. Okay, that's all.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. Thanks for saying that. And with that, guys, we're going to end it because I looked at the clock and it's almost 10 after 10 on Eastern time. And so we'll leave it there. And thank you for being with me tonight. And we'll look forward to talking to you next Monday. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.